your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green flags
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Yeah. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast at GC. I'm sorry. Tom is producing the broadcast at GCN. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's. And we're going to be discussing items of interest to many of us, preparedness purchases. For example, we're going to talk about not putting deposits on items from people that you meet at gun shows. We're going to be talking about not falling for, hey, this price is good only for today. Pay now and we'll deliver later. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about quail, raising quail for food. How long does it take to raise them to maturity? How many eggs do they lay? And what equipment is needed? We're also going to talk about local radio. What's happening on local radio? Do you have to pay to play tonight? 5:30, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. You're invited. Government employees, you'll need to bring your picture ID. It's required for all government employees. Picture ID at the door. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you.
Frank, I'm so glad you're here. I just got off the phone with Judy Dollarheit. And Judy Dollarheit and John Dollarheit are USAPrepares.com instructors. Judy wrote the book, Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole. And she and I and John Dollarheit and Ken Hurley and a few of our other instructors are heading toward Indiana at the end of the week to a rally to support a farmer, Mark Baker, who is being threatened by the Department of Natural Resources because he will not kill his animals. So the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is coming after him, and we are rallying to support him. And I was on the phone with Judy Dollarheit a few minutes before the broadcast, and she was telling me a story about a man, one of their customers, one of their computer customers, who owns some Bofang two-way radios. That's B-A-O-F-E-N-G. These are Chinese radios. I have one in my hand. I own four of them, or we at the farm own four of them. We use them for two-way communications. They are great. It's kind of like those little Motorola family radios, but these are programmable on many more frequencies and channels. It's really, really nice, and you can buy them for about $35. Well, here's the story. Their customer, about a 78-year-old man, was flying. He decided he needed to fly in an airplane. And he had one of these radios. And boy, did it cause some problems. He ultimately ended up getting special treatment, extra special treatment, including cavity searches by those degenerates at the TSA. Yep. So she, I believe she's going to call in second hour. So we're going to share that. So I just want to let you know, class, that is coming up. What can happen if you happen to have a legitimate two-way radio, a common two-way radio that you can buy on eBay, Amazon, all over the Internet? Think I'm kidding? Just type in B-A-O-F-E-N-G. They're dual-band FM transceivers. Handheld. About the size, a little bit bigger than a deck of cards. And boy, not a good thing to fly with these boneheads at TSA. Frank, gold. Gold, what do you think's happening?
Well, you're seeing gold. The uptrend on gold is very positive. And when you look at with even factoring, if you factored out Syria, you look at the trend of the U.S. dollar. It looks like it wants to go lower. And I think when you have high unemployment, the way they say it's 7%, but, you know, we all know what it really is. But also the fact that there's not a lot of consumer spending out there. And inflation is in check, and gold still seems to be stable, and if not moving a little bit higher, imagine what would happen if there was a little bit more spending and inflation again started creeping in. It would even be more bullish for gold. However, because of I don't want to say lack of news, but the news coming out, what we're going to do in the Middle East, will this cause more government spending, remains to be seen. But also, you have the government wanting the Federal Reserve, if they cut back on debt purchases, is another matter that weighs, of course, on the dollar. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. So I think you'll be seeing gold. There's pundits out there calling for $1,500 gold by the end of the year. I think if that's the case, it's sitting here at $1,300. I don't think $1,500 would be much to ask for. But I think if it did go to $1,500, I think you'd start to see it breaking out of year highs. And I think, you know, new highs only bring in new highs anyway. So I think I'd even be even more bullish on gold.
Frank, the price rise from right this very second to $1,500 is only $110 per ounce to hit $1,500. Right this second, $1,390 per ounce. Not too big of a climb, I think, to reach.
And this is with almost 82 NIBOT, if the U.S. dollar index. The U.S. dollar index started drifting below 79, 78. You know, it would even have that much more of a multiplier effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and silver right now, Frank, is 23.75. And I remember when it was below 20 and people were panicking, thinking that, uh-oh, got to dump
it. I was there with you. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, and we said, don't worry, it's going to be okay. There is no way that I can see the price of silver becoming worthless compared to the value of the Federal Reserve note. There's no way. And Frank, we've said this many times. I have some, I own some Nazi currency. I have the Weimar Republic inflationary notes, and I have the Nazi 40% silver coins. And I can tell you that the Nazi 40% silver coins are worth way more than the paper notes, way more. And it's because of the intrinsic value. Even though a trillion mark note might be real a curiosity, it's worth less. It's worth a trillion mark note is worth less than a 2 mark silver coin that's 40% silver. Seriously.
And you want a piece of history.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bob Chapman, I remember he and I were talking off the air one day, and I said, Bob, do you have any of these? And he said, he had, and something happened to him, and I said, well, I'll send you some. So I sent him one of every denomination from, I think, 1 mark all the way up to to 2 trillion. So, and I think I think his grandson has them now. But anyway, I was talking with those at the International Forecaster over a few days ago, and everybody sends their best to you, Frank. So,
thank you.
Judy and Jen Gelati send their best. So, Frank, you're comfortable with gold and silver just being stable and being on the uptick?
Well, yeah, and when a few months back when we were talking, you know, it was I don't want to use the word, you know, dire, but it was unsettling because and when an asset is seen as a safe haven and it drops, and not to mention the gold stocks probably even had a bigger drop, but then, you know, that's the effect of leverage. It can work for you or against you, depending on the cycle. And bear in mind, when people invest in these kind of ventures, they're in it for duration and not for a flip where everybody would be selling, you know, and never looking at it again. And interestingly enough, when this Syrian story first started with the war drums banging, I saw gold up $35 in 1 second, basically. I saw it was flat, and then boom, up it went. So it also shows how very hair trigger that this metal is and how closely paid attention it's watched. And I think, you know, the trend is definitely your friend. And I have a very hard time seeing it retreating down to 1180, barring some unforeseen circumstance. But I think when we were talking, the silver sold down to like, what, $18 an ounce, basically. And here it's like, you know, over, what, 23?
2375.
That's right. And I think that it's not relief yet for silver miners, but if silver goes above 30, anywhere above 30, I think you're looking at, again, leverage in silver. And although a lot of them have come up off the bottom, I think if you look at $30, $35 silver, they'd be looking a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Frank, I was looking at the price of oil. Oh, man, am I frosted. I am literally frosted. The beginning of August, the price for oil was, and what I'm talking about, class, is you can call it home heating oil, or you can call it farm fuel, or you can call it diesel fuel without the road tax. So you can look at it any of those ways. It's the same stuff. So it's red in color. It's called farm fuel. It's called untaxed diesel fuel. It's called home heating oil. It's all the same stuff. When we come back, I'll tell you the price at the beginning of August, and then I'll tell you what it is by the end of August and the price increase, because those boneheads in Washington are threatening war to a country that they can't prove anything about. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create new nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank, we were talking about oil. Now, at the beginning of August, fuel oil. Now, that would be home heating oil if you live in the Northeast, home heating oil. If you're a farmer, that would be farm fuel. And if you can call it untaxed diesel oil. It's all the same stuff. It's dyed red, so they can tell that you have not paid road tax on it. Okay? That fuel, and that's what I use at the farm for the tractors. When I'm not on the road, I use this farm fuel. And it $2.95 at the beginning of August. Now, at the end of August, that same farm fuel, with all the saber rattling, all these threats to Syria, all these threats of war, drove up the price 8.5%. 8.5%. 25 cents a gallon, literally. Now, what does that mean? Well, to me, it means these boneheads in Washington, and I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about these people who are parasites. They've driven up the cost of our heating oil for this winter, 25 cents a gallon, 8.5%. For me, on 2,000 gallons, that's $500. They cost me $500 through their incompetence, through their threats of war, through their profiteering, the threats to Syria. Now, we can't prove that Syria did anything. We can't prove the government of Syria did anything. But John Kerry and Barack Obama are threatening Syria that if they don't turn over these nerve gas weapons, that we will attack them. Now, we can't prove they did anything, but we're going to attack them anyway. There's not enough bloodshed. There's not enough death. So we're going to rain down some more on them. That's your president. That's the guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize, Barack Obama. Can you imagine? So what does that mean? To me, that means we can't trust any of these politicians. I spell it with a lowercase p. Politicians. We can't trust a single one of them. Throw them all out. Everyone. throw out every single politician. They are not to be trusted. They have collapsed our economy. They have thrown your jobs overboard. They have sent your jobs to China, Mexico, and every other third world country they could think of and pronounce the name of. They've done it at your expense. They've destroyed the future of your children and your children's children. We're in a lot of trouble, and it's these guys' fault, every single one of them. And if you think that they have to have a certain education to become elected politician, as an elected politician, they don't. They don't. They need to be over a certain age and have a pulse. They're a national disgrace. They're a pathogen. Frank, silver, we're talking about silver. At the beginning of the year, in February, it was $32 an ounce. That was the high for the year. In July, it went to the low of the year, which was about $18.25. All manipulated, of course. And now it's at $23.73, right this very second. So we're on the uptick. I feel comfortable. I didn't sell. I didn't panic. And we advised our class to hang in. And those who paid attention are okay. What do you think?
Well, the last thing any person who invests in any metal or real estate or anything for that matter do not want to be whipsawed. And being whipsawed is worse than taking a loss. In other words, selling low and only a few days or a few weeks or a few months later, you see it up 15-20% above where you sold it at. That is the biggest kick in the nuts that anyone can take. When we were and your strategy is correct, but you know, silver, you know, Vincent, don't even look at silver as just a metal. Silver is used in many industries, and for goodness sakes, I went to a presentation of an undergarment company, and they use silver in underwear. Why? Because silver acts as a deodorizer and a sponge, where it deodorizes, and so even in the clothing sector, there is silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a company that advertises right here on Genesis Communications Network, and the product is called Block It Pocket, and they use a silver fabric in this cell phone holster, if you will, and it reduces the electromagnetic radiation. Frank Underhill, Vin Fenella, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, this is a very disturbing report. A SWAT team shot and killed one of the oldest men in America. A 107-year-old man was shot and killed in Arkansas. Tom, I'm hearing a tone. Do you know what that is? Okay. All right. So, class, a SWAT team shot and killed one of the oldest men in America, a 107-year-old man. He barricaded himself in his room. And this is in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Now, the police were called, and they were responding to a domestic disturbance Saturday evening when the suspect, his name is Monroe Isidore, age 107, barricaded himself in a bedroom. The article says that the officers tried to speak with him from outside the bedroom. Now, remember, this is a SWAT team that shows up at this guy's house. And he refused to negotiate nor leave his room. Now, this is his house, right? This is his house. At least that's what the article is leading me to believe. So he shot through the door. He shot through the door. So the SWAT team threw tear gas, or no, threw gas in the room. I guess that'd be tear gas, and tried to enter the room. He shot back. Now, what would you do if you were 107 years old and a SWAT team showed up at your house with assault weapons, body armor, gas grenades? What would you do? I mean, it's got to be terrifying, right? They killed him. They killed him. They could have just left him alone. Nope. Nope. Now, no officers were injured in the exchange. Well, naturally, they've got body armor, SWAT weapons. They outnumber this man. He's in his room, right? These SWAT teams are out of control. So I called to find out more information during the last break. And I was told that I would be connected to Lieutenant Price. He's the communications officer. Well, it went to voicemail. So I'll give you the number if you'd like to call. Maybe you can find out and share with us what happened. I'm going to call after the broadcast. But here's his number. 870-543-5105. 870-543-5105. That is the number for the Pine Bluff, Arkansas Police Department. And here's the point. If we allow this to continue without questioning and without knowing the names of those involved in the execution of this 107-year-old man, it's going to get worse. There are more and more and more SWAT teams. SWAT teams have been involved in entering the premises of USAPrepares.com instructors. Am I kidding? No. No. Ten SWAT members showed up at one of our instructors' houses and held him at gunpoint for 10 hours. What was his crime? He grew tomatoes. He grew tomatoes. Oh, we thought it was marijuana. Do you believe that nonsense? Do you think they should be held at gunpoint? Do you think these guys should even show up at somebody's house in force, terrorizing the neighbors by occupying the neighbors' houses and shutting down roads and communications because they think that they saw some marijuana plants? Heck, seriously, seriously, these guys are trespassing on property and holding us at gunpoint. They should be arrested, tried, convicted, jailed. I'm not kidding. There's even a small town who is issuing drone permits where you can legally shoot down drones that are over the airspace of this town. Okay, I just wanted to share with you my thoughts. Frank, do you have any comments about...
I do, and there's another story you had on there, and I think it's the same story I saw over the weekend when there's many elderly people who live in homes, in most cases, do not have any mortgages on them, where the state doesn't send an armed SWAT team in, but sends in a bunch of legal eagles and basically people who rob with a pen and steal people's property for pennies, you know, on the hundreds of dollars. In the case of this story, $200,000 home sold for $134.
Yeah, what we're talking about, class, is what's happening is if there's taxes owed on a property. Now, this is independent of maybe any banknotes. This could be a free and clear property. If there's taxes owed on a property, what's happening in the United States is the amount due on the taxes, if not paid, is sold. The debt is sold to an investor or a company. The company then has 6 months where they can try to collect that taxes owed. But not only is it the tax owed now, it's the taxes plus interest. And if the debt isn't paid, then that company or that investor who now owns the debt can foreclose and add foreclosure fees. So now typically we might have a $7,000 debt. Add to that another $5,000 for the foreclosure fees. We now have well over $10,000. And these properties are being taken for the amount owed on taxes. It's absolutely criminal. And, people's properties are being stolen.
And these are elderly people, people with dementia, Alzheimer's. Like, one wouldn't think it can happen here in America, but in the light of what we've seen over the last, 5 years, anything is possible.
Frank, in the Ozark Mountains, I was talking to a native several years ago, and during the Depression, the first Depression, not this one, but the previous one, the first Great Depression, banks would sell properties at auction. And what would happen is the neighbors would get together, and they would sell it absolute auction, where it would be sold right then and there. And they would keep the bidding very, very low. And, you know, one guy might bid a dollar for an entire farm. Another guy might bid a dollar and a quarter. The farm would be sold for $5. And that would be the highest bidder, $5. And then it would be given back to the man who just lost his farm, to the family that just lost the farm. The neighbors would rally and get together and defeat the banks by bidding a low amount and buying the property at auction. Brilliant strategy. Absolutely brilliant. But it requires trust. Now, some greedy person could buy that farm for $5 and keep it, but then he'd be run out of town by the rest of the neighbors for being greedy. So there you have it. We're in a Great Depression, and the neighbors are sticking together. Would they do that today? I doubt it. I doubt it. And that's one of the problems that we have in this country. We don't know our neighbors. We don't trust our neighbors, for the most part. I know my neighbors, and I know which ones I can trust, and I know which ones are greedy. And the greedy ones, when the times get worse, it's going to be tough to want to help them. It's really going to be tough, because during the good times, they weren't very nice. But the nice ones, we are there for them through thick and thin. So, Frank, that's kind of the status that we're in right now. We have the system stealing, allowing investors to steal from people. And I wonder how many of the people that allow this to happen, the insiders that work for the government, I wonder how many of them are profiteering from the sale and the theft of these other people's homes because they're being sold for taxes. I wonder what the inside track is. What do you think? I believe it's criminal.
I believe it's all of them, because they all have IRAs. They all own bank stocks or insurance companies or some financial deal or another. And anyone that owns anything in this is really only fostering this kind of behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank, we're looking at some of the job numbers. Now, I keep reading that, those without a job, those numbers are getting smaller. And the media is letting us think that because those without a job, those numbers are getting smaller, things are good. Really? I don't know anybody. I was talking with one of our staff, Janet Randall, last night on the phone. We were talking about raises. You know, Frank, really, when I first started in the job market back in the 1970s, I worked for a Fortune 100 company. And people were talking about raises all the time. It was the buzz at the cafeteria. Somebody was always getting a raise because somebody's annual review was coming up in a couple days. So it was nonstop raise after raise after raise. Not big raises, maybe 3%, maybe 4%. But tell me, who today talks about a raise? Do you know any, Frank, seriously, do you know anybody who said, hey, I got a raise? Anybody?
No. Unfortunately, but that's where we have turned into a slave society. and it weakens people and it numbs people. And where they always learn to deal with less, and less is better, like makeup. More, you know, they go, oh, less is more, you know, and this is how we are as a society now. And that's why we're in a recession, because we managed to live with less. We've cut the fat off. We've cut any form of comfort out. And we are next thing you know, we'll all be living on 2x4s and a towel to sleep on at night. So basically, this is how we are evolving, and it's very unfortunate.
Frank, when we come back, let's talk about this man who was arrested for taking photographs up women's skirts. Let's talk about that. How far have we fallen? Frank Underhill, Ben Finella, USAPreparedness.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank Underhill, he's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com, a friend of the late Bob Chapman, an advisor to the late Bob Chapman. Frank, there was a man who was arrested for taking some 4,500 upskirt photographs of women. Now, the report says that Christopher Cleveland was arrested on June 19th after a police officer observed him taking these upskirt photos of women sitting on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, there are obviously men, women, and children sitting on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. But this man was arrested. Now, I think it's nuts taking photos of, you know, like this guy was doing. I really do. Now, when the officers confronted him and told him to drop the camera, he disobeyed the order and resisted arrest. Now, here's the whole point as I see it. Obviously, I'm not in favor of him taking pictures like this, but I can imagine somebody just taking a picture of the Lincoln Memorial from a lower vantage point and inadvertently snapping pictures of people that maybe would not be the ones that these people would like to have taken of them. But here's the point. I'll bet you there are many government cameras that are taking exactly those same photos for their safety, for the safety of those people sitting on the steps. I'll bet you they are. There's a nonstop video from multiple vantage points, multiple angles, and those same kinds of pictures are being stored on government computers, complete with facial recognition technology. So not only do they know, not only are they taking the pictures upskirt of these women, but they know who they are. That's my belief. Can I prove it? No. But that is my belief.
Well, you can prove it because it does happen. You go through an airport, everybody is naked, and your name is in there, and they facial profile everybody. Mm-hmm. No one should be surprised. Now, as for this fellow who likes to take pictures of women's skirts and whatnot, the fact is there are people out in parks that take pictures of children, you know, and not for you know, good purposes. I can walk in the mall and I can have an argument with a teller and or a clerk, and then somebody can put me on YouTube, and you'll see it. Watch this man flip out at a shopping mall. I'm on YouTube. There should be no premise of any privacy, of any protection, or nothing. You watch these TV shows on, whether it's cops or whether it's highway patrol or caught on camera. There should be no expectation. And as for this guy taking the pictures, well, they might as well let him go. Why? Because he's doing his right of freedom of movement and freedom to assemble. And of course, as we know, we're free to take pictures. These laws are all meaningless, and it just clogs up the bureaucracy. And as for people with the skirts, well, just make sure you're covered up or whatever protections you're afforded, because all the any threat of privacy is out the window. It doesn't exist. The Constitution doesn't exist. The right to privacy doesn't exist. You're interrogated, you're questioned. I was watching a movie the other night, Argo, where they were leaving Iran in the airport. They went through one customs, went through another customs, went through another customs, until they finally got on the aircraft. And when they were found out, they're even being pursued by police cars while they're in the airplane and it was leaving the country down the runway. You will be pursued. You will be interrogated. You will be questioned. And, if possibly, imprisoned.
Frank Underhill, CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We're going to come back on the other side of the hour, and we may have Judy Dollarhite with us. And we're going to talk about what happens when you bring a two-way radio through TSA.
Bruno, I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.